ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea, where the incumbent Prime Minister James Marape has been voted back into leadership, with his Pangu Party forming government. Newly appointed parliamentary members sat for the first time on Tuesday. It followed a general election marred by violence and controversy. To shed light on some of the new government's power brokers, reporter Kyle Evans spoke to chief executive of the PNG think tank group, Samson Komati.
I think the second largest party is the United Resource Party, led by Honorable William Duma, with my member from Agen. He has successfully won about, I think, 12 MPs. And there's some 20 plus seats yet to be declared. And we have never had this before. So William Duma is the power broker. If he decided to partner with the former Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, and a couple of the other parties in there, they could have, formed a very strong team that could have eventually ended up giving competition to the Marape's team, the Bangu team, and anything could have happened from there. But what happened is Mr. Duma, he supported Marape, all the other 15 parties plus East Party, and Pangu, they signed an agreement at Lolowata that we will form the government together.
It's really interesting. And look, you yourself obviously work for a think tank organisation. There has been a lot of controversy surrounding this election. It's been marred by a lot of violence and things like that. Do you think Papua New Guineans will accept the result?
Mixed feelings. The elections were run at the back of some of the key failures of the government. They never addressed the issues. For example, the population census has not been done for the last, 10 plus years. No population update has been done. One. Two, we never had a common role update. So this election, we used the 2017 common role update to vote. That means that people over the last 5 years who have moved to different areas, settled there to vote, or people who have passed the age of 18 last 5 years, and they are adults now, to vote have never been factored into the common role, and they missed out big time. And then thirdly, the funding for the Electoral Commission, the police and army should have been released earlier, the planning and everything. The Electoral Commissioner of Papua New Guinea, I think, is a very, very weak Electoral Commissioner of Papua New Guinea. He let his own country down by decisions and then removing his own decisions and making other decisions on top of it. Generally, the whole country, I think, from my view, I've been involved in elections for the last 20 years, and I have a background in politics. I'm a political scientist myself, and I've been working with prime ministers, former prime ministers, opposition leaders all these years. And I have never seen an election that was marred with controversy, violence, screw-up by the Electoral Commission. This election is, I think, one of the worst elections, not one, but the worst election in the history of this country since getting independence in 1975 from Australia.
Yeah, look, and I think a lot of people would agree with you about that, which I suppose brings me to my next question. Should some form of electoral reform and addressing issues with people not being able to vote, should that be a main priority of the new government?
Yeah. One of the very big things that the old country is crying for is biometric voting system. We don't have a 100 million population. Our population is less than 10 million. It's a very small, manageable population. We just need to roll out biometric voting system, because the past elections and now most of the places in the country, especially in the islands, the people do not vote. The papers are cut or ticked off by, some selected person, and they just cut the papers and put it into the ballot papers. Into the ballot box, and then they take it to the counting room and they count. So a lot of rigging happens, and so even in these elections too, in the islands, many places, the people actually never voted. So to avoid the rigging that we always faced every election, the rigging. We just need to roll out biometric voting so that every Papua New Guinean votes once. So the demand now is for the politicians in this cabinet under Prime Minister James Marape, who has already committed to roll out biometric voting. It's very, very important for Papua New Guinea to have biometric voting system. That's number one. Number two is that before the elections, we must have a common role update. We failed big time in this election. No common role update for the 5 years. And so we must have a common role update. Thirdly, we must also have a population census. The government has to fund population census. We haven't done it for the last 10, 15 years. So how can we plan elections? How can we plan funding everything without the real numbers? See, so these are the key issues that I think we are going to raise with the new government and the Prime Minister.
And just lastly, you mentioned the national economy and the very bad state it's in some places, as well as the social problems being on the rise. How can the government work to improve these issues?
The economy has gone down in a very, very big way. I think this government has to put together, first of all, it has to put together an economic advisory team, which will then put together an economic recovery plan, so that in the first 6 months or first 100 days, the government has to now make some decisions and divert the budget for the 2023 budget and also the revised budget for this year, put it into this to make sure that our economy comes back. You know, we can't continue to blame the war in Ukraine. We can't continue to blame the low commodity prices overseas. We have to focus on agriculture and SMEs, fisheries and tourism, where dollars will come in from overseas. And we also have to promote more investment into our country. Last few years, we have never had massive growth in employment because of zero investment from foreign corporations and foreign companies coming into the country.
That was a chief executive of the PNG think tank group, Samson Komati, speaking there to Kyle Evans.